Hello, everyone. This is Erica Spicer Mason with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I'm thrilled to be joined today by Dr. Iman Abuzaid, the co-founder and CEO of Incredible Health, a healthcare career marketplace. Today, we're going to discuss Incredible Health's 2024 State of U.S. Nursing Report. With that, Dr. Abuzaid, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and joining us. We're thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So before we get started, Iman, would you mind telling us just a little bit more about yourselves and give our listeners some context on your role, Incredible Health, whatever feels pertinent to share?
Absolutely. So my name is Iman Abuzaid. I'm an MD by background. I've been in software for the last 10 years of my career. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Incredible Health, a company that we started just over 6 years ago. Incredible Health is a career marketplace for healthcare workers, and we're now the largest career marketplace for healthcare workers in the US today. Hospitals and health systems use our software to hire nurses in permanent roles in less than 20 days instead of the 95-day, national average. For every system we work with, we save at least $5 million per hospital location. By hiring permanent nurses faster, they're able to reduce travel nurse costs, overtime costs, and HR costs. And for nurses, it gives them access to an enormous number of opportunities. Nurses on our platform have been able to advance their careers, get better schedules, relocate to other parts of the country with the use of the marketplace and the software supporting them. There's three unique things about our product and our marketplace. Number one, the employers apply to the nurses instead of the other way around. As you can imagine, the nurses absolutely love that. Second is we've automated the screening of the talent, so we're able to serve up very high quality talent to employers every single week. And then the third is the custom matching algorithms. So we're matching on a data set of over 100 different data points where we're matching things like specialties and locations and so on. So it's a high quality experience for both sides of our marketplace. And we're matching nurse preferences to what the hospitals are actually looking for.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Iman, for sharing a little bit more about yourself and Incredible Health. As you were saying, the mission of the company, I was just thinking there's probably no more important time than now for that mission to be carried out. So, really appreciate the work that you do. And I'm looking forward to digging into some of the results that Incredible Health found with its 2024 State of U.S. Nursing Report. Would you mind just walking me through some of the key findings and maybe share your thoughts on what you think are driving the results? And I'd also
Yeah.
love to know if any of those results are surprising too.
The way the Incredible Health product works is that the employers apply to the nurses instead of the other way around. And as you can imagine, the nurses absolutely love that. They get interviews from different employers and they get to choose which interviews to accept or decline. We've also automated the screening and matching between the two parties. And that way, nurse hiring can happen very rapidly in less than 20 days instead of the national average of 95 days. And so we have the benefit of over 1 million nurses on our platform, where we have a very unique proprietary data set. And then we also, in addition, can survey nurses as well. And so for this re specific report, we've surveyed over 3,000 nurses across the country, in addition to the 1 million nurses that we have on the platform that's proprietary too. And so we see it as our role to share key data points and reports on an annual basis and on a regular basis with both nurses and with hospital leaders, so we can keep driving improvements and changes for this very important workforce, which is, the nursing workforce in the US. I'll start with areas that were positives in the report. So one huge positive area is that 80% of nurses are planning to stay in the profession until retirement. That is a big increase compared to a few years ago during the peak COVID years when it was only 55%. So that's a big improvement there, that there are more and more nurses ready and willing to stay in the profession until retirement. And the top reason is because they love delivering care and taking care of patients. The other big positive is on mental health. So we saw a 6% improvement in mental health for nurses. And that really speaks to two things. One is COVID subsiding, and so there's a little less burnout out there. And then also health systems really putting in place wellness programs and other strategies and tactics that address nurse mental health. The areas that were not as positive and that continue to be a trend that we need to keep an eye on is just the sort of sentiment and feelings around staffing. 88% of nurses continue to point to staffing shortages as negatively impacting patient care. 79% of nurses point to staffing as an area where they really do need more support from the health system on. And 63% report being assigned to care for too many patients at a time. The reason this is important is because it does drive burnout and turnover of nurses, and it impacts the health system's ability to deliver care. So staffing continues to be like a flashpoint in a problem area for nurses.
I really appreciate you walking us through some of those salient data points and also just kind of noting Incredible Health's approach to looking at the data too. Just want to say that it's impressive to have 1 million nurses on the platform and to have that proprietary data and then add on, 3,000 surveyed responses in addition to that data. So sounds like you're pulling from really rich data sources here. And what an interesting mix of market improvements and also some areas where improvements need to happen. You mentioned how the staffing shortage is still top of mind for many, but then many nurses are saying they're going to stay until retirement and their mental health is getting better. So considering that interesting mix of findings, what do you think this tells us about the current state of healthcare, and what do you think it means for the future of the industry as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. Just to share just a little bit more data, I mean, 23% of nurses reported that they're very likely to leave their roles this year. And so that we have not seen an improvement in turnover or sentiment compared to last year. It was still around 20% last year as well, and the national average for turnover this year is still at over 20%. And we're also seeing an important challenge where 50% of nurses have reported being verbally or physically assaulted by a patient or a member of the patient's family in the past year. So that workplace violence and addressing that continues to be a critical area to address. I think that what that tells us is overall, in terms of the findings, is that there's still work to do in terms of the strategy and tactics that we as leaders need to put in place to address the challenges nurses are facing. And when I say we as leaders, I'm referring to federal and local government. I'm referring to health system leaders. I'm also referring to technical partners and technology partners like ourselves. There's more that all of us collectively as a country need to do to support this workforce. Some really interesting areas where I've seen like tons of progress is one is the area of career advancement. So one of the top reasons why nurses leave a role, I spoke about the 20% plus turnover that we're still seeing in the US, is to pursue career advancement opportunities at other health systems, right? And so that includes expanding their skills and specialties. It can mean cross-training. And so we're seeing more and more health systems put in place development programs and residency programs and training programs and so on for nurses to enable what it is that they want to do with the health system. And then they're also implementing more career mobility programs. So it's very clear to the nurse how their career can evolve if they stay at the health system. We're loving these like proactive approaches to driving retention, which is great. The other area that's still a problematic area is just around flexibility. And so nurses these days are almost requiring flexibility in their schedules. That includes self-scheduling, that includes other types of shift options, including weekend shift options, 12-hour shifts, 8-hour shifts, so on. And essentially, we're seeing in our platform, in our marketplace, that the health systems that are offering a whole range of options when it comes to scheduling are not only able to hire more nurses, but they're also able to retain more. And so we're seeing, unfortunately, only about, I think, 11% of hospitals truly are offering flexible scheduling options. And so yet, 80, 90% of nurses are, requesting those. And so there's still a gap or a disconnect there that we need to address.
Yeah, definitely. I love what you're saying about flexibility. I see that mentioned so often by healthcare leaders, not just in Becker's coverage, but in other healthcare conversations. But I think applying that concept is probably operationally a bit more challenging in reality. So appreciate you mentioning that. And you also noted opportunities in career development. And so I'm curious if flexibility, career development, are these some things that you think can be done to improve the lives of healthcare workers, or is it more than that? I'd love to hear what nurses are really asking for, based on the data that you have, and how is Incredible Health helping to solve for those issues?
Look, at the end of the day, we are operating in a country where the demand on the healthcare system continues to increase, right? Like our population is aging, and that means there's more and more demand on the US healthcare system. We as a country have not done an amazing job on increasing the number of healthcare workers to meet that demand. The number of healthcare workers and the number of nurses has certainly increased year over year, but it's still not enough to meet that demand. And so that all that means is that nurses have choices now, and so do other healthcare workers. And so that means their sort of requirements and preferences from their employer are increasing. And you know, it's already happening with wages, right? So wages continue to increase, and that just happens when there's a supply demand imbalance, that wages increase. But also they're asking for more from their employers around, hey, help me develop my career, help me get more specialized, help me expand my skills, help me cross train, move into management, you know? So there's lots of asks there. And then there's also just more and more asks for flexible scheduling. And if they're not getting that to their satisfaction at their health system, then they are able these days to find the alternative with another health system. And so overall, I think this is like a silver lining. It means the nursing profession is increasingly getting better, right? As far as just like a profession to choose and a profession to stay in. And you know, market forces are sort of driving that piece of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Iman. Really helpful insights. And I actually wanted to go back to something that I think you had mentioned toward the beginning of our conversation. And that was an important milestone. And hopefully, I caught it correctly that the Incredible Health platform now has 1 million nurses on the platform. So, would love to have you share a little bit more about that milestone and what it means for Incredible Health as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So our State of U.S. Nursing Report went live March of 2024, and in addition to that, we announced like key milestones for our company. We've reached 1 million nurses in the U.S., so that's one in three nurses are using our platform to manage their careers. And then we also work with 1,500 hospital locations across the country too. You know, we work with very big systems like Tenet and HCA and you know Providence and Kaiser Permanente. We also work with many academic medical centers too, like Johns Hopkins and New York Presbyterian, and lots of community hospitals too across the country and across many states. We're now the largest career marketplace in the U.S., and with that scale and with that size, we're just increasingly able to support more and more nurses and more hospitals. We're also really driving a ton of innovation behind that. You know, we are a software company at the end of the day. We don't employ any recruiters. You know, we employ a lot of software, many software engineers and data scientists and product managers and so on. And so we're really trying to continue to innovate in this area. One of our sort of more interesting innovations of the last few months has been in AI. And so we've launched many more features in using generative AI. For example, hospitals today can send messages that are ge using generative AI that really highlights their perks and benefits, which helps hospitals really differentiate from their competition. And we've seen interview accept rates from nurses increase by 20% just with that feature. We've also added things like Resume Wizard, where, you know, 30% of nurses start their job search process either without a resume or with an outdated resume. And now they're able to create their resumes immediately within seconds inside the Incredible Health mobile app. We're going to continue offering free tools and services to nurses. You know, for nurses, the entire Incredible Health platform is free. We have free continuing education for them, free salary estimators. We have, you know, a community where they can ask each other for advice built into our apps. And of course, the actual job marketplace is also free to them. And so it's important to us that we are the place where they are, you know, managing their careers, and we want to continue enabling them to, you know, live better and better lives and help them find and do their best work. So that's you know, a lot of what we're up to. One other point I wanted to mention back to the State of U.S. Nursing Report is, you know, nurse sentiment when it comes to AI, because that was another, you know, sort of set of interesting findings. You know, 89% of nurses have not used AI in their roles yet. Of those that have, so for the 11% of nurses that have used AI in their roles, they've used it in their job search process, you know, through Incredible Health, because we have multiple AI features. They've also used it in recommendations to get recommendations on patient care. They've also used it in the patient intake process, as well as in care summaries. However, like the sentiment around AI is still, neutral to negative. 70% say nurses say they do not see AI impacting their roles in the next year. 64% of nurses believe AI is going to have a negative impact on their employment. And so some of that is just like there's still a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt with this specific workforce around AI. Which is not that different from other workforces in the country. But, continuing to, educate and highlight the benefits of AI, as well as just, managing the risks there is going to be important for this workforce too.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting hearing those findings about sentiment around AI, especially when you compare that to the level of adoption that we're seeing, the very rapid level of adoption that we're seeing across healthcare organizations. So it'll be really interesting to see how that metric changes over time. And speaking of that, I know you mentioned how Incredible Health really is invested in innovation, in addition to all of the other career marketplace offerings and services and communities that you've created. But I know you're continuing to plan on, continuing research and creating reports. So can you share any other, pertinent research studies or reports that you're planning to release anytime soon that our audience can kind of keep an eye out for?
Yeah, absolutely. In June of 2024, we'll be releasing our annual health system executive report. And so this is us looking at the proprietary data of the health systems on our platform, as well as surveying health system leaders. And there should be lots of interesting topics in that one too, just around the sentiment on staffing, sentiment on the various generations of nurses, sentiment around travel nursing too. We saw in the State of U.S. Nursing Report a 22% reduction in interest from nurses on travel nursing. So it'll be interesting to compare that with what the hospital leaders are seeing too. And, we did this report last year as well, and that had lots of interesting findings too, where it was clear that health system executives were struggling with managing the needs and the preferences of five generations in the U.S. nursing workforce, from Gen Z all the way to the baby boomers. And we also saw a bit of a disconnect on scheduling. 80% of health system executives know that they need to offer more flexible options to nurses, but only 11% are actually doing that. And so hoping this year we'll have lots of interesting findings as well, and that'll be out June of 2024.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's just right around the corner. So thank you so much for mentioning that for our listeners. I'm sure they'll be looking for that in June. And Iman, it's been wonderful having you on the podcast. I can't thank you enough for shedding some light on what you're finding in the nursing industry and telling us a bit more about Incredible Health. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You can tune into more podcasts and virtual events from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.